Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you are tuned in to Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Black Lives Matter. Do Black Lives really matter? We have so much stuff going on, Ayana.
Yeah, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah. I mean, do they really matter? I think they matter. A lot of people think they matter.
I think they matter.
But who do they matter to?
I think they matter. It depends on who you're talking to.
Who you talking to? We got so
right,
many. Black on black.
It's just
crime.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous. We have officers killing people. getting off scot free,
being found not guilty, and it's
not
on
guilty,
video. Like
on no count. Like they didn't do it.
Nothing.
They standing like, there, but somebody else did it.
They like R. Kelly. It ain't me in the video. It ain't me.
It ain't me.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Didn't catch me in the closet. It wasn't me.
Right. Like, where did you start with this? It's been so many since 2000. I mean, in 2016 alone, it says U.S. police killed at least. That means we don't really have an exact count, but round about 258 black people. That's 2016.
You said 2015
or
2016? 2016. So in less than a year.
In 2016, that was the numbers.
Well, let me tell you something. Hey. On the real, this has been going on forever. The only difference is now there's video. Somebody has a camera phone. We don't have that flip phone no more.
That don't mean nothing, though.
It don't mean anything. And I can tell you why it doesn't mean anything. The laws were never put in play, ever, ever, ever put in play to protect us, to protect the minority. These laws were written to protect the rich and the majority from the minority.
Well, like,
so, no, you're not going to go to jail. You're not going to get found guilty because there's something in that law that states you can do this. You can do this and you're going to be okay because it's the law.
But I will say this. I do feel like I won't say we as black folks, but I think that's the best way to put it. I do feel like some black folks aid in this senseless killing. And I know that sounds crazy, like how can you aid in it? But
they aid in it.
Like you had a teenagers that all of them wearing the baggy pants, the dreads and the big t-shirts, or they wear the too skinny pants that's sagging off and a too little t-shirt. It's like you profiling yourself. Like if you see it and they like, if they're looking for somebody with dread that's African American, 90% of y'all are gonna be stopped and harassed for no reason.
Of course. Of course.
Y'all carbon copies of foolishness.
Absolutely.
Like,
and it's, you know? It's
and
like
that don't
that.
Make it right, but
no.
Yeah.
You don't make
ridiculous.
It right.
I think
but
yeah.
Before when we were growing up. Well, I'm a little bit older than you, so I'm going to say when I was growing up, kids had belts. They were made to wear their pants up, tuck your shirt in.
Right.
It might have been bad, but you going to do it, and it took a village. Everybody had a piece of your little behind if you got out of order.
Yeah, other parents weren't scared to say nothing to your kids. Like, they, you know, nowadays it's like, oh, I know that so-and-so son, but I don't say nothing to him. His mama be tripping. Like, you know, I be seeing kids, I'm always telling them, pull their pants up. I have no idea what's going to happen in that situation. So I can't say nothing. It's like, it's no, you know what I'm saying? You can't, I'd be like, my nephew, I don't know. You can't walk around me with your pants sagging off. You can stay in the house. You're not going nowhere with me. I'm not going to be nowhere with nobody. I don't care what your age is and your pants is falling off. I'm not going to do it. It's a no. But it's just dangerous out there. Like,
very dangerous.
It was a video a lady put up on Facebook, and she was telling her story on how she was pulled over by the police, and he was legitimately pulling her over, but she said she was so scared. Like, she was crying in the video expressing how scared she was at the fact that the police officer had pulled her over, because she was like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Why wouldn't she be scared?
What happened to protect and serve? It's like,
that's out the window.
It's like fear. It really goes with fear and obey. I think if you black, it's not protect and serve. It's you got to fear and obey what they say.
It's out the window. I'm scared when a police officer drives past me, because you never know. They're treating men and women the exact same.
Yeah. Oh, it's
there's
it's
no discrimination. In that
man or woman, kids in the car, it doesn't matter. Kids in the car, it don't matter. They killed Philando Castile with his child was in the back seat.
His child in the car, his fiance in the car.
How do you, I mean, ever, I don't understand. It's like I've watched videos. I don't even watch the videos anymore because, honestly, they're disturbing. Because you're going to watch this video and see somebody get killed, and then you're going to know that this is not a movie, this is real life, and nobody's going to be found guilty.
But
instead of
rallying, what should be happening is everybody rallying together, you know, to change these laws. It's enough of us, and it's a lot of things that's going on and happening in our communities where we can have peaceful protests and demand the people that we vote for get something together to change these laws. These laws are old and ancient, and they're catering to the wrong people.
Yeah, I think I know one of the big issues that people say all the time is black-on-black crime. And I'm actually...
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know, I'm actually from Chicago. And that's like...
And I'm from Indiana, so
it's a war zone going on in the city of Chicago, like, right about now. And they are literally, I think it was maybe one or two summers ago, they executed a child, literally executed a child. They, like, killed him execution style.
Wow.
Like, there's no, it ain't even no laws in the, I guess this is going to sound crazy, but the gangs in the streets nowadays don't even have laws. Like, there used to be, like, you know,
oh, no.
You didn't do certain things on Sunday, or you didn't do things to children, you didn't do things to women, like, those laws, and I know it sounds like gangs have their own laws, but those laws are out. So it's just like kill or be killed, you know, and it's crazy. But you look at everybody has the right to carry a gun. But if
they're even allowing people to carry guns on school, on the college campuses now.
Oh, my God, yes.
In my eyes,
you leaving a frat
party. We're not killing each other fast enough.
Exactly. You
we need a little help.
Party intoxicated. Yeah, but I can carry a gun and I can leave this party drunk. If you looking to cause a problem with something like that. I don't even know. I wouldn't even know how to even start it because I do think there is a problem with us killing each other. However, I don't think it's as big an issue. I know it's going to be some people that's going to be on the phone line to disagree with me on this. I don't think that black-on-black crime is the biggest issue in the black community. I don't think that that's the biggest issue.
What do you think the biggest issue is?
To me, it's not that it's, like, yeah, black folks killing black folks. I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm not saying that it's not an issue. It is a horrible issue, and it needs to stop. But when you think about the fact that police officers who are supposed to have, they're supposed to serve and protect you, when they come up on somebody black, they're automatically fearing for their life. Like, everybody saw the video of the black man that was got out the truck. It was a helicopter view, and they told him to get out the truck. He got out the truck. Even the guy in the helicopter who's commentating everything that's going on the street says, oh, my God, he's a big guy. I would be scared. Why are you scared of him? Because he's a big man. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Because of his size. Like, that doesn't.
Because he's stereotyped.
They're just. Right, and that's my,
like you said,
that
we
is the problem.
It's over like, 268 killings that they have on paper for cops against African Americans.
I think the key statement was on paper. On paper, yes.
So they look at African American people, period, as we're already angry. We're angry and we're black because we didn't get our 40 acres
and
our
mules. Violent. Yeah.
We're violent.
Mules think.
So imagine climbing out of a car and you 6'5" and almost 300 pounds.
Right.
With hands as big as Hulk, the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
They're scared to death.
I found this because, you know, I do my Googling. It says black males between the ages of 15 and 34 are 9 times more likely to be killed by the police than any other demographic. Between 15
and
34.
And it's probably even younger than that because 68% of the crimes that were committed between 2015 and June of 2017. You listening? 68% of the crimes in the United States were committed by African Americans between the ages of 10 and 25.
But you have to
so
ask
what are you
this.
What do you think that they're telling the officers in their morning meeting?
I'm going to be honest. I disagree with that number. Now, I don't have no facts. I'm not going to lie. But I think that that is one of those stereotypical things. If I think it's kind of like, if I think you're going to do something, I'm just going to keep watching you until you do something. Now, I'm going to watch them over there because I don't think they're going to do nothing. I'm going to keep my eye on you. So, of course, you're going to find something in the 68% of the people that you're watching because that's who you're looking for.
Yeah.
You're not looking for these white kids to be committing these crimes. For example, black schools are the schools that normally have what? Metal detectors. Yet, and I hate to say it, that's not where the shootings take place at in them schools. Because it's metal detectors in them schools in the hood. You have those shootings at those other schools that are not in the hood. So
exactly.
68. So you looking for the people in the kids
in
the black
hood,
kids
in
to be bringing guns to school in the hood to be bringing guns to school. You're not looking for Bobby and them to be doing it. Yet that's where it's happening. Like that's where
see?
It's happening at.
And then nobody understands that.
They don't see it that way. And it's to your point. They had a little police officer morning meeting with their little donuts.
With their donuts, and they say,
for.
"Hey, hey,
right.
You see a little 10-year-old out there
for.
Looking like he, you
yeah.
know, harass him, shake him down.
12-year-old in a park with a play gun. You shot and killed him.
Killed
a 12-year-old in a park with a toy gun. Now, I don't think that he's 12 years old and he in the park with a toy gun. Okay, should he have a toy gun? I'm not a parent. I mean, listen, everybody had a little cap gun, a little water gun or something.
My
but
son has a BB gun. He's been having it since he was 10. We put cans up in the backyard. He shot it with his little BBs. It looks
right.
like a real gun. He's getting ready to be 17 on Monday, and I don't even want him to take it out the house. Don't even shoot in the backyard anymore. Just leave it there in your room on your dresser.
Yeah, but you a police officer. You a trained.
And trained to know the difference.
Trained cop. You are a trained cop, and you mean to tell me that as a cop, you feared so much from your life, from this 12-year-old, that you said, let me kill him now and ask questions whether that's a real gun later. You couldn't tase him. You couldn't do anything.
None of that.
None of it. Like, I watched the video, again, with the videos, and this is why I stopped watching them. It was a white guy. He was in a parking lot. He had a gun strapped on him, and he had a machete. And I watched like 5 police officers try to talk him into putting the knife down. 5 police officers tried. He had a gun, and he had a knife. He was white. And I watched 5 police officers try to talk him into putting it down. They tased him a couple of times. He went down but came back up. Had he been black, though, it would have been completely different because they would have shot him on sight.
On sight.
On sight. It wouldn't have been nothing. It wouldn't have been nothing. And that's what bothers me is you got to fear for your life from the petite people that are supposed to protect and serve you. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I want to get an attitude thinking, like, you know what, my taxes pay you, yet I'm paying you
to kill
my brother,
people,
my nephews. Yes.
But let's
yes,
talk about this on the flip
to.
Side, because everybody knows that this is happening. Everybody around the world knows that at any given moment, you never know when a cop might take your life. If he's having a bad day or what, he has an itchy trigger finger, he's going to take your life and he's going to get away with it. Well, let's talk about. But what? It happens every day.
No,
we don't hear
know,
about it every day, but it's happening every day.
Everybody knows. I have
everybody
to
knows.
With you on that. No.
Who doesn't
don't.
Know? Anybody who watched the news, that's why everybody is scared.
Let
that's
me,
why we have
no,
the people
you,
on.
We as,
it shouldn't
we
be
as
like
black
that.
People know that. No, we as black people know that. I actually had a white lady at my job. We had a conversation about this very topic at work. And an older white lady stood up. I work with her. Older white lady stood up and she said, to be honest, I had, and these were her words, I had no idea that this was such a big issue. Like, that's what she said.
Really?
She's like, I had no idea that this was a big issue.
She don't have a TV?
That's what she said.
She don't watch the news?
She said she had no idea that this was a big issue until she saw video. Now, you said it and I said it. This has been going on for centuries. Centuries.
I think she lied.
She's.
I'm just going to flat out tell you, a coworker is a damn liar. Because unless
Amen.
She just sits in the house and does
she
not watch
be.
Any TV, don't listen to the radio at
be.
All. Because there is no, absolutely no way that if you had a life and watched what was going on in your surroundings that you did not hear about all this stuff that's going on. Hell, they had people rioting and tearing up stuff behind police officers shooting and killing. If you didn't hear about nothing else, you heard about somebody tearing up a whole city behind police officers getting off. Ain't no way.
You know the age-old saying, though. The age-old saying is this. Unless it affects your life directly, you really don't know that it's going on. See, when her son leave the house, it's how it happens. When her son leave the house, because I mean, I've read the post. I've seen a lot of white folks will say when you see the video of a black male being killed by the police, the first thing they'll say is he should have did what the cop was telling him to do,
or he shouldn't have done whatever he did to make the cop kill him.
What? One guy got killed in South Carolina. He was running away from the police, away, which means his back is to the police officer.
Oh, so you
could not have been threatened by this man running from you.
They
and
showed
you
that
still
too.
Shot and killed him. But you still shot and killed. He was running away. Listen, away. If I'm running away from you, you can't say I'm threatening you. You can't.
The laws were never put in place to protect us. Simple as that. So let me tell you something. Let's go over these laws that we talk about. Okay, so the laws are made off of, and I'm going to read these principles and a little bit about them, and we're going to talk about each one of them. Now you tell me, at what point in time could this apply to us to protect us? Look at the prison systems. If I go out and rob somebody, I can pretend that I have a gun. Pretend that I have a gun. And but I really don't have one. It's just my finger. Let me go rob the gas station, or I'm getting 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
If my counterpart, another female, just different color, goes and robs, has a gun, how many years you think she's going to get?
Five
maybe?
Five.
Okay. So here, the first one is
But that's the justice system. We know the justice system is screwed.
The justice system, but the justice system is based off of these laws that were never put in play to protect us. So we're going to talk about these principles, and then we're going to talk about what needs to be done for us and our kids in order to avoid having to deal with this. Okay.
Man.
So the first one is the harm principle. Laws created under the harm principle are written to protect people from being harmed by others. Really? Laws against violent crime and property crime fall into this category. Okay. Yeah, this is the law written to protect people from being harmed by others. Who's the others? Who's the others? Okay. I'm just wondering who the others were.
It ain't you and me.
The parental principle.
Parental principle. What is the parental principle?
It says, in addition to laws intended to discourage people from harming each other, some laws are written to prohibit people from harming themselves. Parental principle laws include compulsory attendance laws for children, laws against neglect of children, and vulnerable adults. Now,
vulnerable adults.
Yeah, that's the elderly. Mm. can't defend themselves.
Right.
So
let me talk.
Let's talk about this law right here, because things weren't this bad with black on black crime and all these break-ins and all the stuff that's going on now by these kids.
No.
When we were little and everybody could beat your ass.
When you
see what I'm saying? When they took all that prayer out of school,
yeah,
and them paddles and the fact that old boy down the street see you doing something out the way and he can yank you up and tear your behind up and then be at your door when your mama get off work so she can beat you and your daddy gonna beat you. And guess what? I'm gonna call your uncles and your grandmother and everybody else. They gonna get a
beat. But you just said
too.
You said a key phrase in there. I'm gonna tell you the key words you said. It wasn't even the phrase. It was a key word you just said in that statement. Yo daddy.
That's
if you
it.
Ever watch any of these, and this is a sad statistic, but whenever you watch these young people that are killed and on these news reports, I think Trayvon Martin is the only one I remember seeing his father.
True.
I don't remember. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm saying I can't remember seeing fathers in any of these other issues. And I think that part of this black-on-black crime and these kids killing kids and all this ignorance that these kids out here
kids,
doing.
Kids, doing carjacking, robbing.
And I don't want to say this is the only reason, but I think it's primarily because some of these cases, they don't have a male figure. I mean, meeting guys that they was raised by their mama, their grandmama, they never knew another man. Like, how do you not know another? You don't have one uncle? Like, there's not male figures.
There's
and
not
male
good male
positive,
role models.
Positive
there's not enough.
Role models. And
can't say
yes,
that there isn't. There's just not enough.
There's not
positive
enough of
male
yes.
role models. Okay, look, let me scratch this. Ayana, I want to do this because this is a hot topic. We got probably about 5 callers on the line, but I don't even want to take any callers for this show. I'm sorry, callers. We're going to come back to y'all because I got a clip I want to play and I want to get through these laws. And this is a very hot topic. And Yannick got a lot of statistics. I got a lot of information. I just want to kind of groove through this segment tonight without the input. Let me apologize to you right now, but we already, 30 minutes, 28 minutes into the show, and we got a lot of information to cover.
I'm hot.
Now,
I'm hot.
You hot?
Yeah,
because this is a hot topic.
Yes.
So look, number 3 is the morality principle. Check this out. And Ayana, you pick out the key words. It says, some laws are based not strictly on harm or self-harm concerns, but also on promoting the personal morality of the law's authors. So the people who wrote these laws, they got a law to protect them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, do
as
your
long
history,
as it's
people.
It's promoting what they want.
It's promoting
what
they
want.
And if you do something that you ain't supposed to be doing and it affects us that sat down at the round table and penned these laws, guess what's going to happen to you? Which thing going to happen to them?
Man.
You're going to get killed or you're going to get put away for a long time?
Man, that. I don't think these laws is set up for us. I don't think this judicial system is set up for us.
Never has been.
I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, we need our own laws and our own judicial system.
No,
I'm not saying that, no. But I will say I'm borderline Black Panther. Like, we need to figure out a way to get these. I'm going to say I'm borderline because, I mean, you know, really I can't be a member. But I really think what we really need to do as a people and as a whole is when we have these issues, and I don't think marching is the answer. I'll be honest. I don't think marching is the answer. I think marching worked back then. Like, it's kind of like right now if we did a bus boycott, like, that wouldn't be beneficial to anybody because everybody
it's
got
not going to work for
you
us. It's not. We can't effectively fight against someone else killing us when we're killing ourselves. It makes no sense for us to say, stop killing us, but then we have our sons and nephews and cousins going out and killing our next-door neighbor.
I agree.
We have to figure out a way to fix us first.
It's like your mother would say, if you don't respect your house, ain't nobody else going to respect it. So if I don't value your life, nobody else is going to value it. So I agree with that. But I think
why should they?
Truly, to me, it boils down to money. And I know people like money. The prison systems, those are business.
Oh, yeah.
Those are businesses. They are businesses. And like any business, you need to keep people in there. So that's a business, right?
Because the taxpayers are they're making sure that these places flourish, and they're putting the prisoners in position to where they can make their sentence longer.
Like, oh, I know it's some judges getting some cutbacks and sending some people to particular prisons. I already
know
it. But what we as Black people need to understand is this: the most valuable dollar in the U.S., the most valuable dollar in the U.S. is the Black dollar. It's the Black dollar. Our dollar, the Black dollar, is circulated in the Black community one time. It comes to your hand and it's out. Other people don't do that. They don't do that in their communities. We need to learn how to value ourselves and value what we're spending, because your money is what makes people money. So not the marketing.
Preach.
Stop.
Stop. I want you to say that last sentence one more time. One more time, because I want to make sure that our listeners and those that are tuned in on the web hear that part of your statement again. Oh, yeah.
Our money makes them money. Our money makes them money.
Powerful statement.
And we need to learn how to have our money
value
make us money.
Our own money. Let me get through these other two principles. Principle number four is the donation principle. It says all governments have laws granting donation, like how we give our money to the Salvation Army and the Red Cross, and they do whatever they want to do with it, and they're not helping our people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that donation, and they can do that because this law, these principles. It says all governments have laws granting goods and services of some kind to citizens. When these laws are used to control behavior.
Mm.
Got that?
Behavior.
When these laws are used to control behavior, they can give some people, groups, or organizations unfair advantages over others.
What? You mean to tell me that everybody ain't equal?
Hell no. It says.
Because, I mean, everything is equal, right? Everything is equal. I thought they had
everything
said
is equal.
Everything was equal, like you know, back in like 60s and 70s, like everything was equal, right?
So you thought.
I'm going
to read that again because some people don't understand. They don't understand this whole aspect of trying to, I'm going to give to the Red Cross because a whole apartment building full of African Americans burnt up and these people don't have anywhere to live. Let me tell you, they're still not going to have anywhere to live after 2 days because they're only going to get so much of that money that you donate. That's another topic. This paper, this principle
like
says,
United Way.
When these laws are used to control behavior, they can give some people, groups, or organizations unfair advantages over others. Take heed.
I can't believe that somebody got an advantage over somebody else because everybody is supposed to be.
You can't believe it? No, because
everybody is equal. Is equal. Everybody's equal.
Oh, my God. Let me read this last one. And So 5 minutes ago I said we weren't going to take any calls tonight. I'm sorry. I told an absolute lie. I'm going to have to take at least two because I have somebody on the line that I really want to get on. Yes. They just started texting. So let me get through this fifth one and then I'm going to take a caller. The fifth one is the status principle. It says the most dangerous laws are those intended to protect the government. Let me start over.
What?
The most dangerous laws are those intended to protect the government from harm or to increase its power for its own sake. Now, these are the five principles that the laws that we have to abide are based off of. Now, you tell me
if any of these laws are put in place
to protect us.
So, as a police officer, I would be a governmental official. And I can do whatever I
the hell I want to because there's the status principle set of laws that says whatever y'all got, whatever y'all do to me, since I'm a governmental official,
yeah,
I can do whatever
much.
Back to you.
But I guess that explains why none of these police officers in any of these crimes have been found guilty, have gone, like they have had a trial. One of them
we're gonna make it look
found
pretty.
Not guilty. Right, but and they're not even doing it with everybody, though. That's what's interesting. Everybody ain't doing a trial. And then I need people to understand this. When you, a lot of times, a lot of this stuff is swept under the rug. So cities that they have these payouts, you get a little money, and then they tell you by law, you can't talk about it, you can't tell nobody about the money, because the next person that this happened to, we don't want them to ask for the same amount of money that you got, because, you know,
exactly.
Now our money bucket is a little low. So we can't get him the same thing until, you know, after a year. It's just overall, and I'll say this, and I do mean this, if there's any police officers listening, I don't think that all cops are bad cops. If you are a police officer, black, white, or indifferent, and you know that there's another brethren in blue that is being a jerk or an ass to one specific race, and you do nothing, in my mind, both of y'all bad cops. I'm sorry. Just
and there
you
have
brethren in blue. You, hey, I don't care. If I know you doing wrong and I'm just like, man, Renita, you know, that's not cool. I know you doing wrong and that's all I do, Niall. I'm just as guilty as
I'm
you are.
I'm just as guilty.
I'm not backing you up.
Caller with the last four digits of 5664. I'm gonna go ahead and pick you up. Hold on. Good afternoon, caller. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You tuned in on this topic here, listening to Against All Odds. We're talking about, do black lives really matter? Just looking at the things that you have sent to me, I know you are a probation officer, correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So when you run up on... Give us a little take on a little conversation on your take on this topic about these crimes and how the judicial system works for our African Americans.
I work with the team, so
okay, let's talk about it.
As a probation officer, as a team. So with that, I think we want to try to help the teens by using resources within the community before they get to adults. But the way the law is set up in Georgia, certain crimes, regardless of your age, even committed as a teenager, is automatically converted over to superior court, which makes you an adult. Also in Georgia, there are a couple of laws that have been changed and will take effect actually July 1. There are a couple of SB 440s, or SB 80, and then there's another SB, I can't think of it right now. These laws say that after three misdemeanors, it will automatically convert to a felony as a juvenile offender. So with three misdemeanors, then you convert, if you get three misdemeanor crimes, it can be converted over to a felony. And with that said,
wow. Is that
we're creating enough.
I mean, what age can it be?
So I think it wasn't an age within the statute. Within the statute, but it's just any three misdemeanors. And keep in mind, each crime has to fall into a category of a misdemeanor A, B, C, D, or E, and things of that nature. So if you go out here and steal a car, that's one. You know, if you go out here and rob somebody, then that's two. And keep in mind, if you use a gun with that, that's automatically as a felony because it's aggravated.
Yeah. Right.
And with the judges that we have in the state of Georgia, and no offense to any judge, some are lenient, especially due to the kids, but some just really don't care. And the Department of Juvenile Justice is so crowded that they don't have anywhere to house kids. And it is sad, but I don't think our judicial system is made up for our children. And I'm speaking about African American children. Right. To say the least. But I also think it does start at home with parenting. But there are several resources that a lot of parents just don't know about or choose to ignore to try to even help our children. And there's so many clubs out here that are free, so many things in the community mm-hmm. that are free that the courts offer as a means of deterring crimes for these kids, but the parents just don't get involved, and that's part of the problem. We also, a lot of kids who come into the juvenile courthouse, a lot of them are with grandparents. So we have a Grandparents mm-hmm. Day, and we honor the grandparents for those mm-hmm. kids who with their grandparents and things of that nature. And we got one grandparent that has over 10 grandkids living with them. How can they survive?
Wow.
How can they survive? So, you know, we got these parents out here that's
having... You don't have your mother around either. You got to stay with your grandparents.
Or your daddy in jail. Mm-hmm.
But to your point when you said that there's programs, right? Here's the problem with that. And somebody just sent me a message, and I won't mention what he said. He said, to be uh-huh. honest, a lot of the music and games are violent. And black folks killing black folks, that's what get radio play. That's what get TV play. And that, mm-hmm. to me, is what I think part of the problem is, because nobody knows about these programs. That's not what they're advertising. What they're advertising is, once again, a black mm-hmm. young man has killed another black young man over here. You got all these games that are being violent. That's all they letting really play on the radio with the rap music. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I was in the streets, and I did this, and I did that. So what you said about those programs, where do you go to find them? Where do you hit as a parent, and I have a child, and I turn to the news, I'm not getting any information from the news. I'm just kids killing kids. So I'm saying, you know what, just stay in the house and don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And I'm buying them a video game to keep them in the house, but I'm not knowing about these programs that's out there.
And you're absolutely right, and it's unfortunate that I don't even know about the programs until I walk into the courthouse. It's unfortunate that the only way I'm going to know about this program is if my child gets in trouble and I got to come down here to court. And then I realize, oh, you have programs. You have a chess club here. On Saturdays, you have a yoga for teen boys. You have a camping, a fishing camp just for boys that are mentored by other men. You have Sister to Sister program here at the courthouse that's held on twice a week, including Saturdays. You don't know about it until your child is technically getting in trouble, coming to the courthouse, and then you look at all these posters on the wall. Now, what is a better way to advertise? I really don't know at this point. I don't. Maybe, you know, we can put it on social media or put it in the schools. Maybe that's something that we could talk about that I could bring up in the next meeting at the courthouse. How do we get these programs out into the community
before
they get in trouble?
Is there a number that maybe we can put out tonight that you can give to parents who may be listening, and they may have four or five boys or nephews, sons, whatever, around them that need some type of information? Do you have a number that you can give our callers and our listeners so that they can, so that they can call in to that number and get some help with these resources? Their kids may not have gotten into trouble yet, or may not have gotten caught by the police, but they're looking for an avenue. The dad's not in the house. I don't have any brothers. They don't have any uncles.
Man.
There's nobody in the community that can come and talk to these kids. How can we get those kids help? Because it's ridiculous out here. Every morning I'm listening to the carjacking. Somebody got robbed. A
mm-hmm.
teenager shot and killed somebody.
Yes.
So,
why can't that information be put in like a pamphlet that's given to the parents when you register your kid at school? You know, like, why isn't that information on
exactly
at school? Why they don't? That further shows me how they're expecting us to be in the court, because you're gonna hang it up in the court building, but you're not gonna hang it up in the school building. Because I know
let's hang it up in the grocery store. Or let's hang it up in the laundry mat. Or let's go around to some of these apartments. And hanging up
apartment complexes.
Yes, let's go around.
I don't know the number by heart. However, what I can say, if you call Fulton County Juvenile Court on Pryor Street, and it's just general information, it's out there. They even have free lunches. There's a food truck that comes out on Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays from at the they partnered at the Mechanicsville Library. They will give free lunch boxes from anywhere from 12 to 3. That's also the governor deal also put an initiative in place to where every courthouse must provide medical assistance. So there is a truck that is out there at the Fulton County for free dental work. And they're out there from Tuesday to Friday in the parking lot. You can't miss that truck. In addition
and
to
we
that,
need that information. We need that information out in our communities because it's getting ridiculous out here with these kids.
Like he said, the only thing that's getting airplay right now is the black on black killing. You know what I'm saying? It's not they're not giving us ways to, and nobody's ever going to talk about how these guns get into the community. Like that's a whole nother show.
We need to find
a
way.
That's a whole other show.
Caller, we need to find a way to get this information on the radio stations that pump music in the communities, the 96.3s, the Ricky Smiling Morning Show. We need to get that information out because people listen to these radio stations, and they never know what somebody is going through with their kids. I mean, we got to get back to saving our children. They've taken a lot away from us when they took the ability to whoop your kid's ass. Or you going to go to jail.
That's really what's missing. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. I think and I had a friend say one time, you get up in the morning, if you just whoop your kid's ass just first thing in the morning, and they should be straight the rest of the day. Like
the rest of the day. I swear to God. Let me tell you.
They're going to think about that like, man.
Y'all laughing.
Oh, I had a good breakfast today. You know what I'm saying? Like, that be on your mind.
You're laughing.
But, if you got
but
that
I promise you it works.
You'd be like, I don't want to touch
you.
Wow.
I promise you this works. My niece, God rest her soul, and my daughter, they were the same age growing up, and it never failed. Every time we went somewhere, I had to beat them. So I started whooping them before we left out, and to the point where they were asking me, "Are you finna whoop us yet? Because what time we leaving? Or can we we need to get our whooping out of the way because it never fails. Like I'm just gonna whoop y'all before we walk out the door because I already know as soon as we get where we're going, you're gonna knock over something. You know, if something's gonna happen, and I'm gonna have to beat you in front of everybody. So let me just get it over with. But caller, thank you. Look. I said I wasn't going to take any calls. I promise I got two more. We're going to have to scoot them. I have a clip that I want to play from a teenager that is actually in jail for murder. He has no remorse. It's a little graphic. But callers, before I pull you on, let's keep your comments down to a minimum. Talk fast. We got 12 minutes left on the show. Very good topic tonight, and we're going to figure out a way to get this information out to the communities because as well you can get some pamphlets. I can meet you. I can get a group of people. Yeah. We can go put them up in apartments. We need that. Thank you so much.
And I will scan it to you.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because we can post.
You're more than welcome.
All right. Have a good night. I hope you continue to listen.
Good night.
Man. Okay. Let me get to this caller. My phone are blowing up. Okay. I'm so sorry. Caller with the last four of 9505. Good evening, caller. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing
great.
Fine. You want to chime in on this topic? We're talking about do black lives really matter? White on black crime, cops killing African Americans, teens committing crimes against us. They're killing other teens, they're robbing, they're doing everything. We're talking about it. You got something you want to chime in on?
Yes, I would love to chime in. I just had an incident with my daughter. I have two daughters, two teenagers, one 15 and one 17. I just had an incident where I allowed my daughter to go to a friend's home, and the children were walking to the store and were robbed by another child. They were robbed at gunpoint, laid down, went in their pockets. It's not something that I think any child should experience, but at the same time, we have to remember a lot of what goes on with the children starts in the home and where they originated from. A lot of times you have a lot of boys, the mothers don't want to deal with them because they feel like they're out of control. And a lot of the mothers are not headstrong enough to deal with them. If we can come together and get all our mothers to work together that are having problems with their children, then maybe that can be a route, because the fact that you have another teenager robbing another teenager at gunpoint is very dangerous.
It's
very serious. And it's sad. Like, it brings tears to my eyes and soul, because that's not something I feel any child should have to experience.
Yeah,
all
so
about
these women, they be like, I don't know what to do. Yeah, they be like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with him. He out of control. I don't know what to do with him. Punch him in the chest one good time.
That's what you do. Pick up one of them lambs.
It's like a domino effect. They can't control them because your parents couldn't control you, and their parents couldn't control them. It's a domino effect. It's like a disease, and nobody knows where to cut the disease off at and start fresh and start anew. It's like, okay, well, I'm gonna reciprocate what I just saw my parents do, and they're gonna do what they saw their parents do, and it's like a domino effect. And it's sad.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to promote violence on violence. So I'm not saying that you always have to whoop your kids. I mean, I understand that completely is not necessarily the answer. Listen, hear me out. I'm not saying that's always the answer. Now, don't get me wrong. I think some of these kids need some ass whooping. I'm not denying that.
Not even some. Almost 95% of them do. And at this point, once they get to smelling themselves and there's nobody to control what's going on, it's over with. Like, it's like, okay, I'm just going to give you to the street.
DM. That's all I'm saying. Don't inbox me on Facebook saying, why are you talking about whooping these kids? Listen.
What? No.
Same time, don't the Bible say, what is it, spoil the child, wield the rod, or what?
That's it, spare the child.
Spare
the child.
Spare the child. What is the saying? Something about
the spare the rod. Like that.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know it.
That's what it means. Beat them.
Oh,
you know what?
I thought it means whoop ass when necessary.
That's what it means. That's exactly what it
means. Okay, good.
Man.
I am open to anything that you ladies put together. I am open to bring my girls, because I need them to know that this, despite what you see going on, this is not how you should live
it's
your life. This is
be.
Not correct.
Yes.
This is incorrect.
No, on,
this is
on
not.
A serious note,
you shouldn't fear going outside, and you shouldn't fear being around other people. Like, don't let this one bad seed for the whole bunch. I just need to just I don't know. And it's hard because it's my job to protect you. That is my job. That is my MO. That's my title. That is me. I am supposed to protect you until the day you get ready to bury me. But it's sad that we have to put such a tight leash on our children, because other people don't have leashes on their children.
You're absolutely right.
And it's a lot of the stuff. Like the message I had from a friend, it's a lot of the stuff is being promoted in the music and the video games. Unfortunately, I think that's where a lot of it comes from. And it's not always about, you know, like I said earlier about the money. We need to circulate more money into our community, understanding that it was, you know, we're not equal. It was a joke I was making earlier. We're not equal. We know that. It's, you know, 300, 400 years of slavery to where we are now. We're still making progress in our communities. And I think that the key thing is community, and I think more of us have to come together. And that's what I think is missing, like the caller before. There's information out there, and there's programs out there that nobody even knows about.
You don't find out about them until
your child is in the system. And now you're trying to figure out, now you're in the system, now he's labeled. So now I'm like, oh,
but
well,
you know, it's funny
trouble.
Because they have this terminology, if you don't ask, I'm not going to offer the information. And a lot of times, a lot of black people are ignorant, and I hate to put it like that. They're not book smart. They're not willing to look up information on what's going on. You're just willing to go on some he say, she say, and you didn't take the time to do the studying and the knowledge for yourself. So now you and your child is in the system because you weren't smart enough to look it up, and you're not smart enough to show him how to look it up. Like, everybody's just some dummies, and I hate to say it like that, but
common sense ain't always common.
It has to be broke somewhere.
Man, common sense is uncommon.
Common sense is not always common. The things you would think people should know, they don't care to know. Some people overlook it.
Yeah.
Caller,
but that's the mistake we make as adults.
I'm so glad that your daughter is safe and nothing else happened. Take my wallet, take my money, take my rings, watches, whatever. Just don't kill me. I hate that you had to go through that because it's a scary situation. I think we're going to end up having to have a part two to this segment because I got a lot of callers on here that I'm not going to get to. But my phone, people are texting my phone. So I'm going to get to one more caller. Caller, I want you to continue to listen to, you know, the caller's over in about four more minutes.
I'm going to tune in all the way till it's over with.
Okay, and thank you so much. And we're going to get that information out to the community.
No problem.
Yeah.
You need.
Sorry. Okay, I'm going to take this one more caller. I've told them 1 minute. Caller with the last 40899. Oh, wait a minute.
Hello.
Hello. You got a comment? Hey.
Yes, I have a comment. Great subject. Yes, on the Black Lives Matter, and then the fact that with the kids, the comment that you said about with the kids robbing kids, it's also how other people could be bullying them. Because I know my child has been approached because of his age, and he doesn't wear Jordan, so he's feels like he need to go out and he need to get Jordans, and if I don't buy them for him, he need to figure out how to get them. You know, so it could be that these children are being bullied because they may not be getting the things that other kids have, and I think it's sad because they're taunted, expected to have on $180 shoes, you know. And then back to what you said is with the parents too, because we just had a situation here in Indiana where a 9-year-old was killed by another child.
Oh yeah, heard about that.
And it keeps happening, and I don't know how many kids have to lose their lives when you realize you need to lock up your gun, you know. And so these kids a lot of time are getting them from the people that they're the adults that they see that they're in the house with, and they're not thinking to put their guns away.
But again, like I said, it's in the music, it's in the video games, it's in all of that stuff that we allow our kids to see, listen to, and it's crazy. That's
we got
to
figure out a way to educate.
It's crazy because as we're sitting here talking about violence, the world we live in today actually promotes it. I tell people, don't share no videos on your page about two people fighting. Why are you sharing that? To get likes?
Oh, it's all over.
That's ridiculous.
World star, caller. Let me tell you something. Tell your son that there are less fortunate people. There's people walking around with no shoes. Give him some snappy comebacks. Jordans ain't all that. Tell him he can get all the Jordans he want when he get a job. I'm going to put you back in the game. We got 2 minutes left. Hey, Yana. This was a great
ma'am.
Show tonight. And, of course, as some of our other shows, we're going to have to do a part two. Phone line still blowing up. I'm sorry about those that I could not get to. Didn't get to play the clip. It was a very good clip. We're gonna get around to playing it. We're gonna bring a part two back to this in a couple of weeks. Next week we're going to be talking about depression. Depression is something that hits everybody, and we're gonna give you information because you may not even know that you're going through a depression. So we're gonna talk about that next week. I hope everybody tunes in at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to Yaiser Victim Stoppers Radio Against All Odds with Pranita Graves and Ayana Mohammed. We're going to end this show tonight with a word from our sponsor, and I'm sorry, sponsor, I didn't get to get to any of your shout outs tonight, but I promise you I'll make it up next week. I am going to play a commercial. Thank you everybody for calling in. Let's listen to something from Digital Guard. Have a great night. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Night, everybody. Later.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.